You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob. Thank you guys and welcome to episode 772. Appreciate you being with us as always. Hope you're having a great day. Interesting question today. I think it's going to be kind of fun to talk about.
Should be a good one to talk about. Lots of fun. Talking about the water. That's what we're talking about today, right?
Yes.
The splash drone. Okay, yes, yeah. Talking about the water, our experience with the splash drone. And I'm really excited about it because the splash drone is actually one of the few drones of all the ones that are in the storage closet that I actually still take out and fly every once in a while. So very, very excited about that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Recently took it to Arizona a couple months ago.
To the lake?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yep.
Fun.
Well, anyway, thank you for supporting the show, either leaving a review, subscribing to the show, or becoming a part of the Drone U community. If you're not a part of the Drone U community and you don't have exclusive access to all the courses that really, they create an organization, a summary, but also depth of information that we go on the show. So if you like the show, you feel like you get some good information, just imagine what's available on the website. You're going to want to check it out, I promise. Just go to thedroneu.com or droneu.education because that's what it is. It's simply the world's best online drone education.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Rob. Came from New Jersey. Try to keep this short and sweet. Basically, the splash drone, you guys did a review on it a while back and mentioned you can potentially do a review on it again sometime or follow up, and I've never seen it since. So they're up to Splash Drone 3 now. Are you guys potentially going to get your hands on it and review it again? And I'm just wondering, because if you had to go back and say you had a Phantom or the Splash Drone, say Splash Drone 3, and you had to do that wakeboarding subject tracking again, and where the guy threw the tow line and knocked your Phantom in the water, would you rather have that Splash Drone in the air, or is it the camera quality just not worth it to have a waterproof platform? You'd rather just put your Phantoms up in the air and take your chances. Just wanted to know. Thanks.
Ken, it's good to hear from you. Thank you for calling in with your question or your questions and a little salt in an old wound, Paul.
No, not at all.
Not at all?
I'm glad
to hear that.
I've never, actually, I can't say that anymore. All of my crashes up until last year were not caused by me, so that was all, that was a good thing. But this last year, I definitely had a crash that was my fault. So there's that. But anyway, you know, he asked a great question. At the time when the rope hit my drone, which is now the 404 video, if you ever hit a 404 error on our website, you'll see a drone crashing, and that is my drone. It was taken down by a nice little wakeboarding rope, if you guys remember that story. It's actually quite funny. But would I have liked to have used a splash drone to save the footage from that particular drone? Well, it was a very, very overcast slash smoky day with a really killer sunset that I have never seen anything like it since that day.
Hmm.
So would I want the footage back? Absolutely. Would I have used a splash drone? No, not really. And that was because of the batteries are very difficult to interchange inside of them at the time. This is not the new splash drone. This is the old splash drone. In addition, the camera at the time, you could just use a GoPro. And frankly, I wasn't really all excited about that. Now, the new splash drone has its own camera that uses the same sensor as a GoPro, that 1/2 sensor, but it has a lot more features, and now you can actually have the camera and a payload release system all in one, which is really cool. In addition, they've upgraded the controller on the Splash Drone 3, so you actually have an integrated screen with the controller itself. I think that's really cool because the screen they had with the first Splash Drone wasn't very good, to say the least. And you know, I loved my splash drone for payload delivery, especially for anyone who was on the coast who was worried about their drone falling in the water. It was great for that. But if you want to know, if I were to use that new splash drone now versus a new Phantom, I would still be using the same Phantom. I would just be using a Crystal Sky monitor because I can actually cache all my footage onto the Crystal Sky monitor with backup SD cards. So even if I lost the drone, I wouldn't lose the footage.
If only.
If only. I will say, though, I really like the new Splash Drone, and I do still take out my Splash Drone all the time, as it really does have the best payload delivery mechanism on any drone that's smaller than, say, a Matrice series drone. So I really like it for that. I think it's really awesome to be able to, like, if you're out kayaking with the fam and someone just needs a fresh Coca-Cola, you can deliver it to them. For hobby,
make
obviously.
Make sure they're
for
paying
hobby.
Attention, because that would hurt.
Yes, true. I particularly love Swell Pro and the Splash Drone. I mean, I've crashed my drone, that particular one, in the water many, many times, and it just floats to the top, and I actually have taken off after crashing it every single time from the water.
So what would be cool is if they could get to the point where it was capable of the cinematic stuff that a Phantom is.
True.
And waterproof.
True. Yeah.
Maybe that's the goal, maybe not. I don't know. It sounds like it is, or it seems as though it is.
Yeah, for a while there was only one other manufacturer of waterproof drones, and they were using this like dome housing around the gimbal and everything. And I think that Swell Pro has really done a good job with the Splash Drone 3. Now, I haven't flown it myself. After seeing it, I think it'd be a great drone to do a review on and to use, maybe even to use for our, well, since we can't use the Dropbox with the M210 and it's only $1,600, maybe we should get that for the fly-in. Because we have this new station at the fly-in, it's called Target Practice, and you have to fly at 75 feet or 100 feet in elevation and drop a life preserver, an actual life preserver that deploys when it hits the water, inflates. You have to be going 10 miles an hour at 75 feet and drop it on a landing pad, and you get points for how close you drop it at that altitude. So the Splash Drone would be a really cool thing to use, but I'm just familiar about their battery system and what they're using for that, because last I checked, the batteries that they were using, although they've lasted me a long time, they've been on the shelf for a long time, they still work, they're not the easiest drone to really use.
Which is probably necessary just because of the waterproofing that is being dealt with, right?
True.
In terms of getting into it.
True, true, true.
So,
true, true, true.
Kind of the nature of the beast, I guess you'd say.
I think that is definitely the nature of the beast. So now it looks like there's a new Agile series coming out.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, yeah, so, see their batteries, 5200 milliamp 4S. They're the old plug-and-play system.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, they're cool. They're cool, but they're definitely not easy and convenient. So
right.
It's by far the best waterproof drone that's out there. There's no doubt about that. So, and if you're
very
living
cool
near the water and you're living near the sea, this is definitely the drone to have. So,
but you would not use this over the Phantom if you're out doing some subject tracking in a lake, on a lake.
True. That is true. But according to Splash Drone and Swell Pro, if you go to store.swellpro.com, one of the ads is Splash Drone 3, Fisherman, the first drone built for fishing. I've got to see this article.
Check that out.
Literally, it's made for fishing.
Huh.
Yep.
So it must have some sort of a pulley system that pulls the
solid
the
question,
line
Rob.
Back up.
Solid question.
That's crazy.
If you could catch a fish with this thing, and I've seen people do it, but if you could catch a fish with this thing,
you
instantly
could
go from regular drone pilot to flying like a boss fast.
Seriously. So I'd like to see this up in northern Canada catching some northern pike with that thing pulling on it.
Yeah, right.
Wondering who would win that battle.
The fish.
Yeah.
Probably.
I think so.
So, anyway.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So, personally, I would be using a Phantom just because now there are redundancies with footage, and the footage is a little bit better with the 1-inch sensor over the 1/2 sensor out of the Splash Drone. But if you're afraid of hitting the water because you're not a really, really good pilot, then the Splash Drone is still going to provide you with killer footage, but you could also get footage that most other people can't. Like if, for example, if I were to do a review of the Splash Drone, I would follow Austin Keen into a wave, into a barrel, follow him into the barrel, and just wait for the barrel to take the drone with it.
That would be cool.
Right?
I mean, that footage would be pretty cool. Yeah.
So anyway,
so
it's all about how you use your creativity, ladies and gentlemen.
Obviously, you wouldn't do that with a Phantom unless
Hell no!
Unless it's just a throwaway.
Well, I got one of those now.
Oh, anyways.
Anyways.
Fun.
All right, guys. Well, that is going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.